In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's Gospel reading, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a marriage feast. In this parable, we hear of a king, a very generous king, who gave a banquet for his son. The king sent out his servants to tell everyone, to tell us, that the time had come and that all should be in attendance. So what happened? Those receiving the invitation refused to come. Will we do that? Are we doing that right now? One must be truly short-sighted to ignore an invitation to the heavenly kingdom. And then again, maybe they are caught up, or we are caught up, in worldly matters. A second invitation is given, more irresistible than the first. We hear of the splendor of this magnificent table. The fatted calf has been prepared. Everything is ready for the grandest of meals. But again, no one comes. Those invited make light of it. The heavenly kingdom was not their top priority. Making excuses, they disregarded this second invitation. Seriously, you receive a second invitation, and instead, you prioritize earthly toil over the heavenly kingdom? Or the other one, obviously devoted to the business of this world. St. Gregory the Great, writing about this passage, described it as longing for the gain brought by our worldly activity. And then there were those who not only declined, but chose to persecute those delivering the invitation. They chose, as we heard, to take hold of the king's servants, and they chose to treat them shamefully, and they chose to kill them. The result of this rejection, the king's judgment. He destroyed them. Those invited made themselves not worthy. They missed their chance. They excluded themselves from the heavenly kingdom, from the banquet, a banquet that was still ready for them, a banquet that is still ready for each and every one of us. The king then sends his servants to again deliver another invitation, an invitation that again is available to us. And as we heard, the wedding hall is filled with many guests, both bad and good, good and bad. I'll come back to that. But first, take note that the generous king who invites everyone to the feast also provides them with beautiful garments for all to wear, thus putting everyone on equal footing at this feast of the heavenly kingdom. Let me clarify, these beautiful garments, what the king gives his servants, what are they? Holy Scripture, the Word of God, the commandments, the teachings of Christ. So a question for all of us, are we willing to put on these beautiful garments? Are we willing to accept the King's invitation to the heavenly kingdom? So we heard that the wedding hall was filled with guests, both bad and good, and that there was a man who chose to enter without the wedding garment provided by the king. He thought his own soiled garments were good enough, making the statement that his best was good enough for God. He was noticed immediately, and the speechless man was bound hand and foot and then cast out into the outer darkness. He learned all too late that his best was not good enough. Anyone who relies on his own imagined goodness to gain entry into the kingdom of God will meet the same fate. Hear what is written in Isaiah 61:10. Let my soul rejoice exceedingly in the Lord, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. This garment of salvation is not worn on our backs. It is in our hearts. A pure heart, along with a good conscience and a sincere faith. Our Lord's table is open to all who have prepared themselves properly to receive it. So let us not be among those invited, those that chose to excuse themselves, because they or we are distracted by worldly desires. Let us not be among those that choose his kingdom on our terms, what we believe to be our best, what the world believes to be our best. Earlier this year, a candidate for the office of President of the United States made a statement, something along the lines that the churches of today need to get in line with today's society and thinking. That is so backwards. Our society has drifted so far away from our church. We need to return to those teachings of Christ. We need to return for our salvation. Because what will be the result? We will be cast into the outer darkness. Recall St. Paul's words in today's epistle reading that you just heard. He has put his seal upon us and given us his Spirit in our hearts. Stand firm in your faith. Amen.